Dimitri, quick response here. QR codes have been around for decades. They were created back in 1994 by a Japanese company to track inventory, but rarely used for consumer transactions before the pandemic. As the fear of COVID-19 made touchless interactions essential, QR codes became the safe way to place orders and make digital payments. Now, half of all full-service restaurants have digital menus accessed by QR codes, according to the National Restaurant Association. As you know, once scanned and clicked, a QR code takes you to a website. That URL is embedded in that image to place an order, make a payment, download coupons or apps, or learn about new products and services. The rapid acceptance of these QR codes has been good for retailers, but it's also provided cyber criminals with a powerful new tool. Most of the time, the QR code takes you to whatever website you thought you were going to, but sometimes you could wind up going to a phishing website or a website that's full of viruses or malware.
So the threat is you scan and click, and that QR code takes you to a website that was set up by the crooks.
Right. Since a QR code can send you to any web page, the criminals can do almost anything they want. They can create a rogue website that looks just like your bank's website or some other trusted company. It could ask you to verify your identity, and in doing so, grab your personal information, maybe a social security number or credit card number or login credentials. The site could also ask you to download applications, malicious apps that can swipe sensitive data from your mobile device. A lot of threat opportunities here for the bad guys.
Do QR codes have the potential to do other harmful things?
Yes, I learned that they can make your smartphone do things you may not want it to do. A fraudster's QR code can launch a payment app and transfer money, add contacts, follow a malicious account on social media, add a malicious Wi-Fi network, or even divulge the victim's location. So a lot can happen here.
Now, as you're reporting in your checkbook story, con artists have added QR codes to a number of familiar scams. Explain how that would work.
Well, based on complaints from the BBB scam tracker, QR codes are now part of all kinds of scams, advance fee loan scams, bogus employment offers, and utility scams. In many cases, the QR code links you to the scammer's Bitcoin account, providing an instant and irreversible way for the victims to send their money. Here's just one example from the BBB Scam Tracker report. A couple said they lost $1,600 trying to rent a vacation house. The so-called rental agent said to use his QR code to pay the deposit using a Bitcoin ATM machine. Of course, it was a scammer, not a rental agent, and the people lost their money and will never get it back again.
A lot to look out for here. How do we protect ourselves?
Well, most QR codes are safe. I need to say that, but it's wise to be skeptical and take steps to eliminate potential vulnerabilities. A few tips. Check for tampering, such as a sticker or overlay on a sign or restaurant menu. If it looks like it's been tampered with, slow down and talk to somebody. Beware of signs that offer free Wi-Fi by using a QR code, especially when you've not visited that place before. Don't download an app suggested by a QR code. Bad way to do it. It could be malicious. Go to the app store to do that. Don't use a QR code that comes from strangers, even if it promises a prize, a free vacation, coupons, whatever. If you're sent a QR code and a message that appears to be from someone you know, check with them before you scan and click. It's possible their email account was hacked. And be suspicious anytime you see a shortened URL when you scan a QR code. There's no way to be sure where that link is going to take you. You need to stop and try to figure out where that link is going. And one final tip. If you don't have it, get security software for your phone that can warn you about possible phishing attacks and malicious websites. It doesn't cost all that much, and some really good products are absolutely free.